Sally, we want to thank you for your kindness and your hospitality during our time of need. We thank you for doing all the extra effort you did in helping us out.
Sally Parks is reading a letter from a family of evacuees from the campfire that she hosted in her Airbnb. The family of three left just a few hours before I met with her. The letter is written in beautiful script. The paper is artistically burnt around the edges to represent the destructive flames the family fled from. Sally keeps it on her refrigerator.
Ooh, I'm going to get choked up here. Thank you for your generosity. May you and your family be blessed.
She wipes off her tears quickly as she gets her keys together to show me the cottage they stayed in for 2 weeks.
Whew, didn't mean to do that. All right, let's go check it out.
How far is it?
Just right here.
Parks lives on a 5-acre property with her sister. Her son also has a house on the property. It used to be a Christmas tree farm, but they pulled out the evergreens a few years back to make room for their pet goats and pigs. The Airbnb cottage is just a few yards from the pasture. She unlocks the door to show me the inside.
So the clients just left, and they left this place immaculate. So they have everything that they need here. There are all kinds of pots and pans and dishes and wine glasses and whatever they need. This place is big enough for two people comfortably. Three would be crowded. So with the little guy, with Antonio, who's 9, it worked out okay.
On the fridge is a drawing that Antonio left for her.
I encouraged him to draw a picture of his experience. I was expecting a picture of the fire, and I got a picture of the house instead.
Do you know if their house is gone?
Yes, it is. Yep, it's gone.
Parks is experienced in dealing with trauma. She's been both an employee and a volunteer for the Red Cross for many years. She ran the shelter in Petaluma last year during the North Bay wildfires. She also flew to New Orleans in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina to help run a shelter there.
My experience with the Red Cross is don't do too much, don't talk too much, don't ask any questions. Just be there as an ear and kind of keep an eye out on what their needs are. And it served me well, and I think it served my guests well too. It gives them freedom to just relax and be in a place that's safe, and that gives them an opportunity to take care of their insurance issues, FEMA, Red Cross issues, when they're in a safe place and they don't have to worry about being in the rain in a tent, that they've got four walls and a nice place to stay. They can take care of business.
I'm wondering, have you seen, you know, many parallels between the disasters, and do you feel like one is particularly different than the other?
No, I would say that it's very similar. When they come, they have a deer in the headlights look to their eyes. They just want to sit and rest, basically. And it's sad that they have to go from one place to the next until they can find something permanent. But at least they have this. And I don't see any difference between the evacuees at all.
The campfire destroyed over 13,000 homes in Butte County, and it's still unclear where the thousands of people uprooted will resettle. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.